Welcome, friends. I welcome you to the last chapter, which is chapter number 12. And in this chapter, we will talk about future trends in rural entrepreneurship. Whenever we talk about future, digital or online business models always come on the top of it, because I am also convinced that e-commerce platform, which allows rural entrepreneurs to reach the broader markets and sell directly to customers, is something which is really unique. 10 years back, not many people would have thought about it, or maybe 15 years back, not many people would have thought that you can actually sell it to a rural an e-commerce platform. In fact, 5 years back, I was having a debate with one of my friends. And they were telling, and he was, and I was totally, I'm a totally e-commerce person. I have bought mobile phones when not many people was convinced of buying mobile phones to e-commerce. But then you actually need to trust, because I always lived on one aspect of trust. Because what is happening when you don't change, or when you don't adapt to the new situation or new technology, you are out of market or you lag behind. So basically, when you talk about e-commerce platform, it has actually have a lot of aspects to provide, and also about rural crafts. The use of online platforms to market homemade products globally and preserve traditional and increasing income. Telemedicine is also one of the aspects which actually bridges the healthcare gaps by connecting the rural patients with urban doctors for consultation and treatments. Online education platform offers courses, vocational trainings and skill development, which is tailored to suits the rural need. Digital tools which enables rural communities to access quality healthcare and education remotely. Sustainable and green business models. Now, what is sustainable and green business models? All renewable energy enterprises which provide solar, wind, bioenergy, or different kind of green solutions in the area limited to electricity. Solar-powered irrigation system and lighting kits reduce dependency on traditional energy sources. Organic farming uses natural input to produce healthier crop and reduce chemical use. Organic products commands higher prices. It supports livelihoods and promotes food security for all. Eco-friendly products such as biodegradable practice and natural fibers caters to green conscious markets. Sustainable practice lower carbon emissions and aligns with global environmental goals. Social and impact driven business model. Social enterprise tackles issues like clean water, healthcare and education while operating for profit basis. Microfinance provides small loans to rural entrepreneurs, fostering business growth and financial inclusion. Impact-driven agriculture helps farmers adopt eco-friendly practices and access better markets. Social entrepreneurs invest profit into their missions, amplifying social and economic benefits. Microfinance institutes empower marginalized groups, creating jobs and alleviating poverty. Agriculture-focused social enterprise improve yield, social security and environmental safety. Benefit of digital and sustainable models. Now, what are the benefits of digital and sustainable models? Let us understand digital platforms, which actually aims to connect the rural businesses, be it the national or in international consumers. Also, sustainable practices aims to reduce environmental impact, offering higher profitability. as we said, there is a different segment for this kind of offerings, which is driven, which always drives the higher profitability. Access to renewable energy lowers profit, lowers cost, and support green initiative. Online tools and marketing and microfinance enhances finance literacy and business opportunity. Green product lines and green product lines and organic farming open doors to niche high demand market. Social models addresses community challenges by improving livelihoods and overall well-being. The future of emerging business models. Now, what is the future of emerging business models? Like, the when you combine all technology and sustainability drive into innovation and in the rural entrepreneurship, digital model expands market access and improves service delivery in healthcare and education. Green initiative also ensures long-term economic and environmental benefits. Social impact businesses focus on inclusive growth and addresses poverty and inequality. Emerging models increases collaboration and resilience in rural economies. These business models are shaping sustainable and transformative rural development. Global market access for rural products. Now, what is global market access for rural products? So basically, globalization, okay, we all know that we live in a globalized city. We need in a globalized world. So when actual globalization happens, I remember 15 years back, I was just accessing to my Gmail. So in those Gmails, we used to remember in old Gmail, we used to get some ads. Now, Gmail doesn't promote that ads. It is ad-free to a certain extent. So, in the right-hand side, I used to get some links of the e-vehicle. So, it was usually e-cycle. So, I just clicked on it and I saw that there was some lady who was waiting to chat with me. So, I went at those point of time, the issues of fraudulent activities were not there. So you used to always incorporate and getting access to those to us also was that not difficult, and we also used to chat with people. And immediately she took my email ID and she sent me some profiles. And it is 15 years back when the internet was not in that stage. And immediately she gave me some access, and when I was comparing, first of all, those kind of product was not present in India. So I immediately contacted one of my friends and he suggested me to have a greater market. So we planned a trip to China. We went and met, and we saw that there is a huge potential just by getting those products in Indian market and selling it. So what happened? It was globalization. We were using, at that point of time, we were using those opportunities to our benefit. So same way, unique artisanal product or eco-friendly rural products are increasing in demand globally. So you can always use these products and you can sell it to global audience via through Amazon or all these aspects. E-commerce platform like Amazon enable rural businesses to sell directly to international customers, which is thought-provoking, right? Initially, acquiring consumers and trusting them. So usually what Amazon does, it creates a trust. You don't need to create trust, or you don't need to interact too much in convincing. You just need to focus on your product. Okay, and all the services will be done by Amazon. Isn't that great? Trade agreement reduces export barriers, making cross-border trade easier for rural enterprise also. Handicraft cooperatives can showcase and sell traditional product to global audiences. Exporting items like organic tree, spices, enhances rural economies and promotes growth. Opportunities to e-commerce and trade. E-commerce eliminates the needs of intermediary, giving rural entrepreneurs direct access to consumers. Platforms like Amazon or and expand reach of rural products to new market. Trade agreements simplify cross-border logistics and reduces tariffs. Rural businesses tap into the unmatched niche market that prioritize authenticity and sustainability. Online tools and platforms help rural entrepreneurs build confidence in amongst the global audience. Competition from global players. Obviously, when you are exposed to the global situation, there would be some kind of competition will be coming in from the multinational corporations also. So multinational corporations often dominate the market because they have better technology, or rather we say advanced technology, and they can also hit you, or they have the advantage of economies of scale. Large companies produce goods at lower cost, making it difficult for smaller rural enterprise to compete. Global brands have extensive marketing budget, overshadowing local rural businesses. Rural dairies, cooperative and small-scale producers face challenge from global food giants. Competing on price and volume remains a significant obstacle from rural enterprise. Staying competitive in global market. Rural enterprise can differentiate their product by focusing on cost, local craftsmanship and authenticity. Highlighting sustainability and eco-friendly aspects of practice is an appeal, which is an appeal to global customers. Because MNCs who are there in their, you need to go in there. If you wait in India and if you only focus on Indian market, it will be very less. But if you also start focusing on global market, which is now the trend, you will also gain momentum in that. But when you go there, you need to have some practices intact. Be it sustainability, be it eco-friendly, be it pricing, be it the local craftsmanship and authenticity, be it offering the niche tailored product, which market strengthens and competitiveness. Using digital tool is also enhance your branding and marketing and global visibility aspect. Building direct consumer relationship fosters loyalty and strengthen market presence. Collaboration and innovation. Rural businesses can collaborate through competitive cooperatives to pool resources and access larger markets. Partnership with governments and NGOs often provide technical support and market opportunities. Investing in innovative technologies and modern production methods boosts efficiency and competitiveness. Developing new product that aligns with global consumers often helps rural enterprise stay relevant. Collaboration enables rural entrepreneurs to share infrastructure and reduce cost. Adapting to global market trend. Global consumers are increasingly prioritizing sustainability, ethically produced goods. Rural consumers can meet this demand by adopting eco-conscious production method. Marketing and branding should emphasize cultural root and unique stories behind products. Organic and health-focused goods align with global wellness and trends, attract premium markets. Flexibility in product development helps rural businesses stay ahead of changing consumer preferences. Maintaining quality standards. Meeting international quality standards is very important. Certifications like organic, trade fair, or eco-label enhances credibility and appeal to global audiences. Adhering to global food safety and product standard are essential for export success. High quality product boosts customer satisfaction and foster repeat demands. You should always work on repeat businesses. So how are you going to get the repeat business? The repeat business you will only get when you focus on quality. Pricing is one aspect to enter into a market. One is price. Quality is repeat orders. You will only get repeat orders when you maintain your quality and after sale service. Maintaining consistency, quality enhances reputation. Again, if you maintain proper quality and maintaining consistency in maintaining and delivering those qualities will gain you competition in the international market. Leveraging technology or track trends. Technology enables rural entrepreneurs to monitor global consumers' preference and market demands. Digital marketing tool help businesses target and engage customer worldwide. Data analytics offers insights into emerging trends and growth opportunity. Building digital literacy equips entrepreneurs to adapt quickly to global market shift. Social media and e-commerce platform always provide cost-effective channels for expanding to their global outreach. Youth as a driver for innovation. Young entrepreneurs bring fresh ideas. We all know, right? They have the energy to transform the rural industry as well. They can adopt digital tools like precision farming and also use the data analyst to boost productivity. E-commerce and automation can help rural craftspeople reduce cost and expand to market. Youth experiments with unconventional business models to solve local problems, which is really path-breaking. Innovative solutions like solar-powered cold storage to tackle rural exchange effectively. So just to go back on all the points what we have discussed, I'll just give you for future trends in rural entrepreneurs, okay, there are most of the aspects, right? So right from digital to online business models to sustainable and green model networks to social and impact driven business models. Also, we have discussed on benefits of digital and sustainable models. The future of emerging business models as well. We also discussed on global market access for rural products, opportunities through e-commerce and trade, competition from global players. We also discussed about what are the challenges or what are the competition which global players brings in with them. Staying competitive in global market is also one of the chapter which we have touched upon. Collaboration and innovation. Adapting to global market, how to adapt, how to make sure that you are part of the larger market, which is the global market. Maintaining quality and standards. Leveraging technology to track trends. And then youth as a driver for innovation. Youth, this is a very different time. I see nowadays there is a lot of youth who are actually interested in innovation, who are actually interested in making a difference at the ground level. Who the youth are also, they are not fearful like we were in when 20 years back. Now youth is very risk-taking. They are very innovative. They are also very iterative. They are not fearful of starting their own businesses, be it rural, be it agripreneur, or be it any model. Okay, be it the youth, also the youth from the rural is very promising. They are very adaptive. Because the access to information is there at all levels, right? So the more you learn, more you keep interacting with people, more you are accessing those contents, you actually have now in the age of ChatGPT, when you put those information and you get all those of information, this is the time when the innovation is actually happening. You need to test your time. You need to see to it that you are stretching yourself to an extent that you keep on innovating. Every day there has to be, this is the era of innovation. This is the era of using the technology and making a new ways every day. Here we are, adoption of new technology. As I was discussing, young entrepreneurs integrate advanced tools, improving efficiency in rural industries. Technologies like drone and GPS, they often optimize the crop yield and reduce the agricultural waste, which is very important. The most important thing in any business or any technology or any innovation can do is try to reduce the waste aspects. And agricultural waste is also terms is actually a very valuable thing. But what the traditional farmers are doing, they are burning the residues of agricultural waste, which is choking cities like Delhi, and which is actually attracting a lot of negative publicity for the Indian diaspora, right? For the Indian businesses. So there is a lot of initiative the young and the talented people can do to avoid and how to reduce, not only how to reduce the agricultural waste, but also how to treat it effectively. Because this is also agricultural waste. I believe any waste has a value, and agricultural waste has a real high value. And you just need to see how we can convert this waste into a great value, which can be converted into a fuel, gas, or any kind of cross products. Automated production processes lower lower operational cost for rural manufacturers. Digital marketing and e-commerce expand market for rural businesses in new markets, engaging youth in rural development. Entrepreneurial training programs equip youth with skill for sustainable businesses. Mentorship initiative which connect young entrepreneurs with experienced advisors. Innovation model provide network, resources, and also technology for rural startups. Youth-centered policies like tax breaks and grants attract talent to rural areas. Affordable housing and infrastructure always improve the lives of the rural living. Promoting rural innovation hubs. Hubs offers collaborative space for young entrepreneurs to innovate and grow. Agritech focus hubs drive development for sustainable farming technologies. Networks in hub connect youth with mentors, and it also drives investors and like-minded peoples together. Shared resources and facilities in hubs foster creativity and reduce startup cost. Youth-led social enterprises in agriculture. Social enterprises train farmers in organic and sustainable farming practices. Market linkages also create youth-led platforms. E-commerce connects smallholder farmer directly with urban consumers. Sustainable farming enterprise improve food security and also reduce environmental harm. Youth-led cleaning energy solutions. See why we are only focusing on youth. Youth, specifically in clean energy, is something which they can see what we cannot. Social enterprises provide affordable solar kits to off-grid rural households. Clean energy initiative improve standard of living and promote sustainability also. Solar-powered solution often supports small-scale rural businesses to reduce energy cost. Access to reliable energy enables better education, healthcare, and business growth. Improving healthcare and education. Telemedicine platforms connect rural patients with urban healthcare. Mobile learning initiative improve digital literacy. Social enterprises provide an affordable and scalable solution, which in turn will help to bridge service gaps. Access to education and healthcare strengthen rural community. Youth as catalyst for change. Youth entrepreneurs bring innovation. They are up for change. They are also well versed with technology, to traditional which can help traditional rural industries. Social enterprise also addresses pressing challenge with creating economic opportunity. Engaging with youth revitalizes rural economies, and it will also reduce urban migration, because youth is the highest, 90 to 95% are the youths who actually migrate to the urban areas, right? So if you engage them in and the right time, they will not only stop going to urban areas, but they will also innovate, and their innovation, their participation in the economy will always strengthen and will always support their parents also. By leading sustainable ventures, youth ensure long-term growth in rural communities. Technology advancement, transforming rural entrepreneurship. Emerging technologies like AI, blockchain, IoT are revolutionizing rural businesses. These tools addresses challenges like limited market access and outdated processes. They enhances creativity, streamlining opportunity, and also enable sustainability. E-commerce platforms connect rural enterprises with global market. It also improves technology, which creates opportunity for innovation and competitiveness. Adoption to artificial intelligence. AI improved decision making. Tools like monitor weather, crop health, irrigation, and optimal farming. Automation also supports inventory management. It also helps you perform or manage your customer services. It will help you plan your finances in a very digitized format. Rural businesses save time and resources, focusing on strategic business growth. AI solution increases productivity and reduces operational efficiency. Blockchain technologies in rural enterprises. Now, what is blockchain technology? Blockchain technology usually makes or create transparency. It secures supply chain. It also builds trust within customers. It tracks product from origin to sale. It is ideal for agriculture and artisan goods. Peer-to-peer lending via blockchain provides access to alternative finance. Rural entrepreneurs benefit from tamper-free transaction records for global trade. This technology reduces fraud and enhances credibility within the competitive market. IoT in rural operations. IoT devices monitor soil, livestock, and also weather for smarter farming practices. Sensors automate irrigation to track resources, uses, and reducing waste. In manufacturing, IoT ensures machinery efficiency and improved logistics. IoT enhances decision-making with real-time data insights. It also manages rural entrepreneurs to leverage on IoT to lower cost and improve productivity. E-commerce transforming rural market. E-commerce is a platform which is actually transforming the rural market reach. What is platforms like Amazon or Flipkart is enabling the rural businesses? How it is enabling? So basically, if you consider any product, if let's go back to our old points, like Meera, if she is having a product which is like a chili powder, or an organic, or let's say an organic chili powder. So she builds a brand. Okay, she has focused only on building the brand. She doesn't know the market access. So what Amazon is doing? Amazon is actually giving the platform, okay, to sell this product through their channel. So she just have to sell it, or she just have to see that through Amazon, she's getting a bulk order from a vendor, from a buyer, from a market in Europe or America or Canada, or for that matter in Africa. So what she's getting an order through a platform like Amazon, and she's managing to sell this product globally. entrepreneurs can access these broader markets without the need of urban presence. They do not need to be in presence. Remember in our previous chapter, wherein I said, if you actually compare rural and urban, the rural side would be on the heavier side because they have all the access. They have access to internet, they have access to education, they have all the access, and then the premiumness was not there, because in urban, if you operate in an urban center, the cost of living, the cost of existence, the salaries of the labor is obviously at a much higher rate. So when you are accessing to these kind of platforms, then obviously you are increasing your market base also. You are having a broader access to broader market, but you need not need to be present in a particular market. Direct to consumer sales also cut intermediary, which is boosting profit margin. Like I said, okay, which is improving the bottom line. Rural products like crafts and organic goods find global niche audiences, which is easy to access. They can view reviews, they can write reviews, and you can also use digital marketing tool to enhance the brand visibility and customer engagement, even post specifically in post pre and post both activities. Improving logistic and infrastructure for e-commerce, last mile delivery services expand to serve remote areas. Reliable logistic ensures timely order fulfillment. Digital payment system enables secure and efficient online transaction. Better infrastructure support streamlines supply chain for rural entrepreneurs. These improvements enhance the sustainability of rural e-commerce ventures.